This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The island nation of Sri Lanka was brutally torn from the calm of Easter Sunday when bombs went off at three churches and three hotels. The death toll now tops 200, with hundreds more wounded. Seven people are said to be in police custody for questioning. We get a report from Grace Lee of Reuters.
Some of those buildings were in the capital of Colombo, and according to police, a total of three churches and three hotels have been hit, including the Shangri-La. Footage from local media showed damage from the blasts inside one of the churches, along with ambulances driving away with the injured. Colombo National Hospital said that several wounded people were brought in for treatment. Sources from two leading tourist hotels in Colombo also confirmed the explosions, but didn't give any details. There were no immediate claims of responsibility.
That was Grace Lee of Reuters. The Sri Lankan government has imposed a curfew and says it's blocked access to major social media and messaging apps to prevent the spread of misinformation and rumors. World leaders have been quick to condemn the bloodletting. British Prime Minister Theresa May tweeted, "The acts of violence against churches and hotels in Sri Lanka are truly appalling, and my deepest sympathies go out to all of those affected at this tragic time." She went on, "We must stand together to make sure that no one should ever have to practice their faith in fear." The day's carnage is sure to bring back memories of a three-decade-long civil war between Sri Lanka's ruling Sinhalese Buddhist majority and Tamil separatists, based mainly in the north and east of the country. Those years were marked by atrocities committed by both sides. In Sudan, authorities have arrested several top members of the ruling party of ousted President Omar al-Bashir. It is seen as a move that could bolster the military junta, which is under mounting pressure from street demonstrators to hand power back to a civilian government. In another part of a widening crackdown designed to remove remnants of al-Bashir's rule, the Transitional Military Council said it will retire all eight lieutenant generals in the National Intelligence and Security Service. This is VOA News. Pope Francis is urging people to avoid seeking the meaning of life in things that pass away. He asks, why not prefer Jesus, the true light, to the glitter of wealth, career, pride, and pleasure? The pontiff today also condemned the terror attacks in Sri Lanka. Armed rebels in the Democratic Republic of Congo attacked an Ebola treatment facility Saturday near the city of Butembo. It happened just hours after another attack at the center killed a Cameroon epidemiologist. Police officials say one militia member was killed, four others were wounded in the second attack at the Katwa Hospital, where medical staffers are trying to contain an Ebola outbreak in the eastern part of the DRC. Egyptians are voting this weekend on constitutional amendments that would allow President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to stay in office until 2030. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
A smiling President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi cast his ballot as polling began Saturday morning in a three-day referendum to make changes to Egypt's post-revolution constitution. Those changes will strengthen his hand over parts of the government and lengthen his term in office from 4 to 6 years. 62 million Egyptians are registered to vote of an estimated population of around 100 million. A large number of people could be seen at several polling stations in the center of Cairo, while others in outlying parts of the capital in Giza appeared to have a light turnout. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Critics of the proposed constitutional changes call this weekend's voting a power grab by el-Sisi. The United States has begun a multi-million-dollar cleanup of a one-time American airbase in Vietnam, which was used to store the highly toxic chemical Agent Orange. The launch of the operation outside Bien Hoa comes more than 40 years after the end of the war. The U.S. sprayed millions of liters of Agent Orange over South Vietnam between 1962 and 1971 to deprive Viet Cong guerrillas of tree cover and food. Agent Orange is believed to have seeped into the surrounding soil, sediment, and rivers. An explosion has shaken the Libyan capital of Tripoli. Eyewitnesses say they saw an aircraft circling the capital before opening missile fire on a southern suburb. The raid apparently hit a military camp of forces loyal to the central government, which has now closed Tripoli's Midiga International Airport. The rebel Libyan National Army, led by Khalifa Haftar, began an offensive 2 weeks ago, but has so far been unable to breach Tripoli's southern defenses. The United Nations has called for a ceasefire in Libya, but Russia and the United States have blocked a Security Council resolution. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.